Welcome back. So we're at our last week now, week 8 in a nutshell. So I hope you enjoyed the last 7 workshops and last week being meditation. So I really hope that you've been able to do a couple of minutes a day of meditating. It will make a massive difference to your life by doing a couple of minutes a day, leading up to a couple more minutes a day of meditating. And even if it's every second day, great. You know, even if it's twice a week, that's better than nothing, okay? And it will still work for you in lots of different ways. So don't be hard on yourself if it's a time factor for you. So we're going to talk about it all now in a nutshell, putting everything together, what we've done over the last 7 weeks, and bringing in all the information to forward it into our lives. And again, I've taught this workshop many times to people that just find this is just everything in a nutshell, everything they need to work on. But you know what? There's more. There's always more work to do. There's always more self healing, physical exercise, nutrition. There's so much we can always do for ourselves. But you know what? By the foundations that I've given you, they're just the stepping stones to you creating your life in a positive way. So you're pretty much creating your lifestyle now. And it's really exciting for me to be able to share all my experiences with you because I've done all this. You know, this has been a long time in the process, putting all this together, making sure I know exactly how to do it and making sure that you can get benefit out of it. So that's what it's all about. So we'll put it all into a nutshell now. So we're going to go through your weeks 1 right through to 7. So workshop 1, getting to know you. So you have now looked into how to find your identity through getting to know you. And you've done your exercises. So you have set goals you want to achieve and learned how to achieve them through affirmations and journaling. So how's it all going for you? How's the goal going? Are you achieving them? Have you achieved your short-term one? If so, how's it made you feel? These are things you need to start writing down, because I would recommend for you to do all of this again with your goals. Week 1, do it all again. After hearing this, I'd do all of this another time again. So if not, what can you do to make it happen? Or do you need to change it? Is it out of your control, like I've mentioned in the past? If it's out of your control, change it to something that can be in your control. What is your short-term goal? What is your next short-term goal? The next one. Let's measure ourselves again from the first page. So you know how to do that now. So you can go back to the first page, put the date down, and measure every 8 weeks. Workshop 2, your greater purpose. We've now studied what the missing link is of metaphysics and how energy works. We've spent time understanding the subconscious and the conscious mind and how this knowledge can work for you. We have learned how to change bad habits into good ones. So have you changed any bad habits to good ones? What are they? Write them down. If not, how can you change it? If so, what's the next bad habit you want to change? So again, doing this week again. Workshop 2 and 1, I would continuously repeat. Get better and better at it. Workshop 3, which is your healthy mind, healthy eating, which we talked about, the low and high glycemic food and how they worked, as well as the alkaline acidic food. We've spoken about that. Have you implemented the 10 strategies to help you along the positive nutritional path to healthy mind and healthy body? If not, why and how can you change it? Have you implemented your food diary and stuck to it? You really only need to do that food diary as a one-off, unless you need something that's going to motivate you, then stick to it. There's a great app called MyFitnessPal.com. It's an app you can get on your phone and you can put everything into it, and it actually spits out your micro macronutrients, spits out lots of information. So that's something that you can be accountable for by putting it into an app. If yes, how now can you improve to achieve another goal? Okay, so what's another goal you can achieve? If not, why? How can you change this? So you need to make sure that you can get more goals happening with your nutrition. Okay, breaking habits as well. We'll work with that. Workshop 4, let's get active. Have you been doing any exercises, weight exercises? If not, how can you change it? So you can do some strength training, Have you done cardiovascular exercises? If you have, write them down. Great. If you haven't, why not? Is there any reason why you can't? And how can you change it to do these things? It could be due to illness. That's okay. You can just get, you know, when you get better, then you can start up. There's no reason why you can't down the track. Have you done any HIIT training, high intensity or interval training? Again, that depends on whether you've got a clearance to do that. Write out another 12-week program you can start once you've completed your weekly sessions for your 12 weeks. So once you've done your 12 weeks, so you'll have another 6 weeks, I would think, roughly, then do up a new program. Do something different, change it around. Workshop 5, self-healing. Have you practiced your chakra rebalancing? Working with the chakras for each of the bodies, each area of the body, and visualizing each color. So if yes, how's it made you feel? Remember what I said, to journal that information. If not, why? Is it because you couldn't, because you had time restrictions, or you didn't have an area where you can do it on your own? So how can you change this? Find a way, if there's a way you can. Can you make this weekly self-healing ritual for you? This could be your weekly ritual. This could be something that's just for you. Sometimes we spend lots of money on going to make ourselves feel better. At the end of the day, it's what's on the inside that makes you feel better. If you're happy on the inside, you don't need to go out and spend lots of money on working on the outside side of it, or even the inside side of it. So again, it comes from this self-healing to be able to help you through what you need to do from the inside out through the color therapy and the chakra rebalancing and the energy systems that we have in our bodies. So that doesn't cost you a thing, okay? It's time, and it only takes a few minutes. So book it like a weekly appointment, okay? That costs you nothing. Workshop 6, which was your boot camp. Have you done any of your exercise drills on your own or with a partner? If yes, how can you make it more challenging? So you want to make it challenging every time you do it. So you want to feel like it's a physical challenge and a mental challenge as well. A lot of people find that there's certain things that they can't do because it's a mental problem that they have. It's a block there. So you need to find out how can you fix that block and get rid of it so you can do them. So if no, why? How can you change it? How can you fix that? Workshop 7, your guided meditation. Have you practiced the 10-minute relaxation meditation? If yes, how did it make you feel afterwards? How often can you implement it into your lifestyle? 10 minutes, 3 times a week, every day, once a week. How can you implement it in? Write it in like it's an appointment if you possibly can. Bit hard with meditation because you don't feel like it's a thing you have to do. But at the same time, you know, we have appointments for things that we love doing. So this can also be another appointment for things you love doing. It's something that you love doing. That's why you do it. So how often can you implement into your lifestyle? And if not, how can you change this to be able to put it into your lifestyle practices? Have you practiced the 20-minute relaxation and guided meditation? If yes, how did it make you feel? So this is the full meditation. How often can you implement this one into your lifestyle? If not, how can you change this? So we want to try and overcome all the obstacles in the course. So you may have a few here and there that are out of your control. That's okay. You need to find things that are in your control. So it might be, for example, with a meditation, you can only do 5 minutes. Like me, I'm a very busy person. And to try and fit everything into my daily activities is quite hard. So I just spend that 10 minutes a day and 20 minutes on the weekend, or 30 minutes on a weekend. So when I've got more time, I can do these things. These are things you don't have to do every single day. Once you know most of this, there's only a few things there that your exercise, for example, that you need to do 3 or 4, you know, 3 days a week. Meditation, self-healing, they're really the only 3 things you need to keep going at. The other things, it's just knowledge, to know what to do. Your nutrition's prepping beforehand. Once you know it, it'll be like cleaning your teeth. It's an automatic daily deliberate action. And that's what this whole program's about, making every program that I've given you a daily deliberate action. Once you can do that, it's going to change your life completely. And I've only given you the basics of all of those programs. All your weeks that I've put together, I have put them into a reason why I put them in those areas. And so it'll be good to do from that week 1 to 7 in a nice flow and continuously go through the programming of the 12 weeks, doing that again with your exercise. So yes, there are a few things you need to keep updated with, keep doing it. But again, our life is about challenging ourselves all the time so we can get past things. Don't be complacent. Yes, you want to be happy, but also you still want to challenge yourself to be better all the time. You want to be better at yourself, and that's a good challenge within itself. But not putting pressure on yourself, enjoying life, having fun. You want to do this workshop, all workshops, having fun. You know, once you feel like you're happy and having fun doing these things, it's one of those things that you'll just do it automatically because you want to do it. So you've now completed the Transformational Warrior 8-week program. So well done. Congratulations. You're a team warrior now with Ali Keating's Transformational Warrior program. I hope you've enjoyed your 8 weeks. So please share this with others and feel free to pass on my details to anyone you think might benefit this life-changing program. So you can keep this to yourself, but you can also pass it on. I'm happy for you to do that. But they can also book this online for themselves as well. So you've completed this program now. You are now eligible to sign up for the 4-week advanced program too. So book it in when you're ready. And that is even more in detail. It's only 4 weeks, and I go through quite a bit with the habits again. I don't go through exercise or nutrition this time. I go through more the other things, subconscious versus conscious mind, habits. There's lots of areas that I haven't tapped into here either. Auric field energy systems that I'll go through with you. So there's a lot to take in for the next one. But once you feel comfortable with this one, I'd highly recommend booking the 4-week online program and working with that. So I do wish you well, good luck with it all. And again, thank you so much for purchasing this program. And I hope it's really going to transform your life and others as well around you. So please send feedback to me. I'd love it. Love the feedback. Contact me on my website, thetransformationalwarrior.com. Pass on my details, like my Facebook page, The Transformational Warrior, on Instagram. So I'm on social media there. You can always like my pages. I'm always putting recipes up and all sorts. I do nutritional consults too. So there's lots of online stuff that I do one-on-one. So feel free to send me any information that you'd like to know about. But I wish you well, good luck with it all, and I hope to talk to you soon.